If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men live to reset, not to regret. Let me say that one more time. Real men live to reset, not to regret. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Now, if you took a poll of how many times you've heard that particular verse as a Christian, I think it will be safe to say at least a dozen times, if not more. Now, for me personally, it's been at least 100 times, no joke. But there's so much power and truth in that scripture that because we've heard it so much, it's starting to lose its power in our lives. Well, this week on The Real Men Check-In, I hope to recharge your eternal battery so whenever you hear or read that scripture again, you will never think about it the same way. Now, I meet with a small group of men in a discipleship group called Every Man a Warrior. And the purpose of our group is to equip us as men, husbands and fathers and as spiritual leaders so we can in turn go out and do what Jesus commands all believers to do, which is to go out and make disciples. Well, this past week, one of my brothers asked a question and he asked, "Why is it that when we give our lives over to Christ, we get so excited in the beginning, but over time, we find ourselves reverting back to some of the ways of the old man, what we used to be, and eventually finding ourselves getting into a spiritual rut?" And you know what he's talking about, going through the proverbial spiritual Christian checklist. You know, church attendance, check. Read your Bible, check. Pray, check. Pay my tithes, check. And the list goes on and on. Now he asks, if God created us for more than that, then why do we do it? Wow, what a question. But as each man in our group shared, the Holy Spirit gave us a revelation that shook every one of us in that room. Now, the Bible says in James 1:5, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him." Well, God fulfilled that promise three times over. The answer, as well as the problem, is in Romans 12:2. Now, the problem, we have conformed to the ways of this world. And we got there based on how we've allowed the world to hardwire and lull us into a certain way of thinking. Now, in other words, we've gotten ourselves into a spiritual and mental rut. And if you want to get a better picture of what I'm talking about, just think about your computer. When you purchase your computer, almost everything programmed into that computer either had a default or go-to command, or it asked you to set the default command for whenever you chose to use a certain function, whether it be a certain printer, Wi-Fi connection, certain document setting, screensaver, app, or etc. In fact, you can't possibly think of how many default values have been preset on your computer. The same is true with your cell phone. The problem is, there are so many that we've passively accepted these default values until something prompts us to reset them. And it's usually after getting sick and tired of doing the same old things and getting the same old results that we intentionally seek out how to reset the command on our printers, Wi-Fi connection, document screensaver, app, and whatever. And that's the answer. Our computer requires a reset. Paul in Romans 12:2 describes it as a renewing of the mind. Now, if you're not careful, you can miss it. Renewing isn't a one-time action. A default response is. With the default value, you just set it and you quit it. But a renewing is a continuous process. And to be quite honest, it's a lot of work. Could you imagine every time you had to print a document, you had to select the right printer? Every time you used the internet, you had to select the right Wi-Fi connection? Every time you typed a document, you had to set the right margins? Guess what? That's exactly what Paul said God wants us to do. Because our old man has literally hundreds of default responses programmed into his mind and has gotten that way over time due to people, problems, situations, and circumstances from our past. Now, if you don't believe me, just think about it. When you get angry, forget about how you'd like to respond in love. What is usually your default response? Retaliation? Resentment? Rage? Violence? Even a verbal assault? Now, when you're afraid, forget about how you like to respond in faith. Based on your past, what is usually your default response? Is it anxiety, worry, doubt, depression? When someone hurts you, forget about how you like to forgive them. What is usually your default response? Is it isolation, insecurity, revenge, bitterness? Now, we can go on and on, but I think you get the point. We've literally been programmed by life to automatically go to the default mode when it comes to responding to anger, fear, hurt, failure, shame, guilt, pain, suffering, worry, doubt, loneliness, disrespect, disappointment, criticism, betrayal, you name it. So God tells us through Paul, do not conform to your default value. Be transformed by choosing to hit the reset button in your mind daily. Then you will be able to discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Now, yeah, I know you've never heard the JMV translation. That's the Joe Martin version, but you get the point. Now, is it easy? Of course not. But is it necessary? Yes. Does it take a lot of work? Yes. But does it work? Of course it does. Now, I hope this is making sense because it made a lot of sense to us. We challenge each other to go to God in our quiet time and ask Him to reveal to us all of our default values when it comes to our Christian walk. And I'm talking about the good stuff as well as the not so good stuff. Like, for instance, what's your usual default response when you're prospering? Is it to give? Or is it greed? What's your usual default response when you succeed at something? Is it gratitude or boasting? What's your usual default response when you're right about something? Is it humility or pride? What's your usual default response when someone compliments you? Do you receive it in graciousness or do you deflect? Renewing your mind requires you to reset your mind every single day and to humbly ask God to help you intentionally and specifically respond to people, problems, situations, and circumstances in such a way that reflects God's love, serves others, and glorifies Him. Because the truth of the matter is, our enemy, the devil, dwells in the default zone of our minds. That's the old stuff. But God is always found in the reset, doing a new thing, making us a new creature in Christ, and renewing our minds daily. And because of that, we as men live to reset our responses, not to regret our default decisions. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in His grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.